Morning, the Exotics Fit. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi, I'm just calling because I have a guinea pig that's peeing blood, and she's in a little bit of pain, obviously, because she's making like a little whimpering noise afterwards.
Yeah, certainly. Is it just presented like this morning?
No, she had, we thought it was just the wood shavings, like a dye in the wood shavings, probably about a week ago, and it kind of disappeared. It didn't happen again, and then yeah, I came out this morning and saw that there was what looked like a little bit of blood on her box, like of the in her house. And so I thought, no, that doesn't look like it's the wood chip.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it, she's had it on and off for probably over a week.
Yeah, okay. And what's she like this morning?
I mean, she's in really good spirits. Like, we could we once again thought it was the wood chip. Like, we weren't even convinced because she was in such good spirits. But we brought her in, put some paper towel down, and fed her some water and food. And she seems to eat fine. She has been a little bit off her food. But, like, if we give her cucumber or something, she just eats, you know, eats it down.
Yeah.
So she seems to be eating okay, but...
No, we definitely have a look at her. Are you available today? I could get you in at 2:40 this afternoon.
Yeah, that might be a good idea,
Okay. Have we seen you here before?
No.
No? Okay, let me just grab some details so I can make the appointment here. And your first name?
Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L.
And your surname, Rachel?
McFarlane, M for Mary, C for Cat, F for Fred, A-R-L.
And an email address?
Rach, R-A-C-H.
Yep.
Underscore.
Yep.
T. Underscore 83. At hotmail.com.
And is this number you're calling on the best contact number for you?
Yep. Yeah, I tried to get into my local and they're like, oh, you're better off going to see the exotic vets. And... like, she'd be 4 years old now. She's getting on. And she's alone. I can eat. She seems fine. She's been like that for a couple of years now. But, yeah, so, like, we'd have to weigh up if it resulted in surgery or anything like that. But it could just be a UTI.
Yeah, they may want to do some x-rays just to rule out it's not like a bladder stone or something like that going on.
Yeah. How much are x-rays?
They are a couple of $100s.
Okay.
It depends, obviously, on physical exam what they find to whether or not that's what they want to do. But that would give us a better picture if there is a stone that could be causing the hematuria, the blood in the urine.
We'll
also try and get a urine sample just to see if there is infection there as well. Just to work out what's going on. But we'll give you the costings of everything and you can make the...
And can that all be done today or is that done in another visit or...?
Potentially, if it's just conscious x-rays, we could potentially do that just so we have a better idea of what's going on. And I will make a note, obviously, what has been happening.
Because we're up in a limbo. That's the problem, is we're up in a limbo and... My husband, he's kind of recovering from, like, quite severe anxiety. So it is a really hard thing for us to do. I would have rather just go to the local vet and get some maybe treatment for a UTI and then see how that goes. And then go from there. And I'm not, you know, I'm not, like, happy to spend a little bit of money on it, but obviously you've got to weigh up things as well.
We'll be aware of that as well, and I'll let the doctor be aware as well. So if we could just do medications, we can definitely try that first. But
they might be able to feel, like, because I've been on YouTube and everything, and I've seen stones or whatever, you know, or where they've, you know,
depends where they present to, whether or not they can be palpable or not. But and then sometimes there can be more than just one. But
that's right.
Like,
yeah, there's no point
could be something
in doing
totally
it
unrelated
it.
Too. So we'll get the assessment done first, and then we can take it from there for you.
Okay. Yeah. So 2:40.
Yeah. What's your address there at Alimba?
It's 187.
Yep.
Markwell Road.
Is it M A R A W L?
M A R K W E L L.
Markwell. Okay.
Yep.
Is it classed as Caboolture?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's our mailing is a Caboolture, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. And what's the little pig's name?
Starlight.
Okay, a little female. And you said she's 4 years old, isn't she?
Yeah, we got her in around COVID time, I think, around October 2020, something like that, yeah.
Okay, well, that's all booked in then for 2:40 then this afternoon
okay,
to see
yep.
Dr. Brock. I will send you just a questionnaire. If you can fill that out as best as you can, just gives us a bit of history about little Starlight there and just email that back to us.
But
we'll see you at 2:40 then this afternoon.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Thank you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.